When we talk about wildfires, it's usually because they're big and destructive and they're threatening people or homes. Our next story is about a fire that's not doing any of those things. It's about a fire burning deep in the California wilderness away from people and property. And it's the type of fire that forest ecologists say should be left to burn. But as NPR's Nathan Rott found, there are a lot of challenges standing in the way.
The Lyons fire started the way a wildfire should. When lightning struck a tree-lined ridge in the Sierra Nevada Mountains south of Yosemite National Park. Already, that made this fire a rarity. 4 out of 5 wildfires here in the U.S. are started by people. So the Lyons fire presented, in the mind of fire ecologists like Malcolm North, an opportunity. That's why we're hiking into it.
It doesn't feel that smoky, and then you look over there and...
Yeah, you know, you're in the middle of it, but you don't really feel it.
What we are feeling is the elevation, so excuse the strained breathing.
Just be known as a wheezing scientist.
North works with the U.S. Forest Service and the University of California, Davis, where he's a leading advocate for the idea that we, as a country, need to change our relationship with wildfire.
At this point, there's still a lot of emphasis on, you know, suppression and containment of fire, because fire is always destroying the forest. And that's just not true.
Fires, like the Lyons fire, can be good. That perception we all have of a healthy forest, one that's lush and green from ground to treetop, mountain to mountain, North says that's wrong. A healthy forest has areas that have burnt, areas that haven't, areas where trees are thick and dense, and areas where they're sparse.
It's that kind of patchwork that used to exist out there before the arrival of Europeans.
Before we started putting nearly every fire out.
When you put the fire out, you just postpone that fire burning, and not only do you postpone it, but you just increase the actual fuel load that's out there so that when it does happen, you get these really mega fire events.
That aren't good for the forest or the ever-increasing number of people who live near them. Now, this is not a revolutionary thought. The Forest Service and the fire science community have known this for decades. That's why forest managers like Denise Tolmy, a district ranger on the Sierra National Forest, and others first looked at the Lyons fire and decided not to smother it.
Initially, we basically said, okay, yep, this fire is in a good place. It's in the wilderness.
There were no people threatened, no property. Tolmy says it seemed like the type of good fire they could use to benefit the landscape. So they decided to let it do its thing as long as it stayed in a specific area. This decision is incredibly rare.
Trust me when I say it's a nail biter.
The Forest Service stopped tallying how many fires it manages this way a decade ago. But from the years 1998 to 2008, the last with data, less than half of 1% of all fire starts in the U.S. were allowed to burn. Anecdotally, forest managers will tell you it's probably about the same today. Now, that's partly because there are so many people living on the landscape. Cal Fire, California's largest firefighting force, puts out every fire it can. There's just too much property at risk. Most other states, they do the same thing. But another reason fires aren't allowed to burn? The public.
Nature has to do its thing, but there comes a point where it gets too close to comfort.
Cruz Jonathan Valaflores works at a rental car agency in Mammoth Lakes, a resort town about 7 miles from where the Lyons fire is burning. For weeks this summer, Mammoth Lakes was inundated with smoke. Valaflores says tourists were ending their trip early or canceling them altogether.
Tourism is a huge part of this community. So if tourism doesn't come through, that means there's no money, there's no jobs.
Many in the community shared this concern.
We are all angry about the smoke. Don't think that we're not. Everybody's angry about the smoke.
John Wentworth is on Mammoth Lakes City Council.
But personally, I know that there's no future in denial. There's no future in saying just put out every single fire that you see, because that's just putting money in the bank for the big one that's going to come up here and burn us to the ground.
In the end, the Lyons fire would be contained and slowed too. Forest managers say conditions changed on the fire, so they had to shift their approach to full suppression. Helicopters started dumping water. Fire crews were sent in. On the fire's eastern edge, though, near where it started, there are no firefighters to be seen. A stump is burning in a swirl of flame under a shaded canopy of tall trees. Smoke slowly rises from downed logs and stump holes.
Yeah, it almost seems peaceful.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Fire ecologist Malcolm North looks at the forest this fire is leaving behind. Some trees are torched, others are untouched. The forest floor is cleared in places of down logs and needles, reduced to ash.
Which is going to make this forest much more fireproof in the future for high severity catastrophic fire. It's going to be much harder for it to happen up here.
North sees that as a win, even if it is only a small patch of a much larger forest. Nathan Rott, NPR News.